Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Best show.
So true. So true.
Yeah, right?
How's it going? It's Xander in D.C.
How are you doing?
The show is as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's going on with you tonight?
You know, just cracking a couple brewskis, trying to unwind after another crazy day down here in the nation's capital.
Okay, you're in D.C., all right. And
Hey, I'll tell you what I deserve a trophy for.
What's that?
I deserve a trophy because I watched the entire Ken Burns Country thing in one sitting.
And how many hours is that?
Well, I think it was, how many episodes was it? Six? 2 hours each?
Okay.
Something like that? Something
so
like that?
So you logged a good 12 hours of country music.
I did. You know, it's funny because I don't know anything about country. Mm-hmm. And total blind spot. But I thought it was really educational. Did you see any of it?
Not yet. No, I haven't. I will watch it at some point. I've not seen any of it yet, though. But you learned a lot from it.
Oh, I did. And I especially loved the 45 times they had a performer recite the entire verse of a song immediately after we heard the recording of the verse.
Okay, yeah, that sounds like a great strategy for...
Right, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah, who wouldn't want to see that? Yeah, that sounds like a good, so you hear the best version of those lyrics.
Exactly, the definitive version of the lyrics.
Yes. And then I have to watch, say it.
Well, who's the only country artist pretty much alive right now? It's Marty Stewart, right?
Marty Stewart, yes.
So you get to see him recite the lyric you just heard in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, that sounds like a real tight program.
Very tight. I'll tell you what's also tight.
What's that?
The shirts these guys wore in the 70s, George Jones, Billy Sherrill, Charlie Rich, Waylon and Merle.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, man, these shirts these guys are wearing, they make the 3 o'clock look like an even poorer Rocket Teams.
Wow, that's
I know that was a very specific and very unwarranted shade throw.
Sure, that's very narrow target on that one.
I know. I'm sorry.
You dinged the 3 o'clock and the Rocketeens. It's actually impressive, though, in one sentence.
Right.
You dinged Waylon Jennings, the Rocketeens, and the 3 o'clock.
Three. Yes.
Yeah. You know what I like about those country guys in their shirts is when they would wear, like, T-shirts that would have, like, some lettering on it that would be, like, the felt lettering.
Exactly. Now how tight are these shirts?
Two sizes too small.
Exactly. Yes.
Two sizes too small with some lettering that's poorly spaced.
Yep.
And it makes
On a ringer shirt.
On a ringer T-shirt. And it'll be like lettering, and it'll just say like I'm in the back of the tour bus.
That's right.
Like on the shirt. Yeah. Like it'll just have some inside joke. Just like ask for Larry.
total inside joke, and you know that like one day Merle said, we gotta get shirts.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm going to get that on a T-shirt.
I'm putting that on a shirt. And then they're just like, no, that's okay. It's really okay. You don't have to. No, I'm putting
You're wearing them.
I'm putting on a shirt and everyone but me is wearing them.
On stage.
I'm going to still look cool on stage. You guys
are
going to look.
I'm the leader.
I'm the leader. I got to look cool. You guys are going to look real stupid.
Oh my God! I love those early country songs. Oh my God! They're just like, it's like, I'm just a mule, Skinner mules all over this town, yodeling. And those slow ones.
Wait, that wasn't one of the slow ones?
That was one of the fast ones. That's like a hoedown song, and the slow ones are like, I said, how long will I have to do that stuff tonight to keep you from running roughshod on my heart? Yodeling. You know, I didn't realize I could yodel that well.
You are a pretty good yodeler. I got to give you credit there. Yeah.
Thank you. What if I can make a living as a yodeler? Have you got any idea what, like, an entry-level yodeler earns?
Probably not much. I'm going to say it's probably not a high-salary slot.
You probably work into it.
I'd say there's probably more yodelers than jobs for yodelers.
Wonder.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to think about. Remember yodels, the snack treat?
Yeah, I do. Do you think they call that because of the singing style?
I think it was the other way around.
That the singing style was named after the snack cake.
Yes.
Sure. No, that makes sense.
And Drake was named after the company that made them.
The hip hop artist.
No, the university.
Oh, the university was named after the snack cake company.
I'm pretty sure.
Sure. Now that made this all tracks.
I think it does. Hey, speaking of songs.
Yeah.
I had this thing pop into my head the other day, and I can't stop thinking about it now. And it's kind of a game, and I'd love to play it for a moment if we could.
Okay.
All right, you substitute the word mother every time someone says mama in a song.
Okay.
So, like, I'll start with, like, hey, mother said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Okay.
Kind of changes it, doesn't it?
Sure. So, I would then have to do one back to you?
Yeah, something that has mama in it.
Sure. Well, how about the song, how about, well, ah, can hear you, mother. Ha ha ha. The Genesis song, Mama.
It changes it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Yeah.
There was a Kiss song. It was, okay, so the new version would be, you'll never leave me, mother, so don't try. You pulled the trigger of my dig-a-dig, 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 love gun. Kind of creepy.
It's a little creepy then, yeah. That is a little... That one is a little creepy.
Well, I was sitting down and down, no, mother tried, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same idea, but it makes it really stiffer. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Can you do this is a stretch. I don't know if you're a fan of the Ramones or not. Mother's Boy?
Mother's Boy! Mother's Boy! Weird.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
How about, Pretty Little Thing, Let Me Light Your Candle, cause Mother, I'm so hard to handle, now dance around.
Yeah, that's it's weird. It's very weird.
It is. Hey, speaking of the Black Crowes.
Yeah, I wasn't, but go ahead.
Well, that was a Black Crowes song. They wrote it.
Well, I don't know if that's true either, but go ahead.
I'm sure they wrote it.
Uh huh.
Their drummer Steve Gorman has a new memoir that just came out, and it's nuts.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, the Robinson Brothers just constantly at each other's throats and just sabotaging everything. It kind of reminds me of what I've heard about you and your brother Dom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you answer this? Is it true that the two of you got into a fight over a roll of Necco wafers at a wedding and ended up rolling down the aisle and got tied up in your sister Carmelita's wedding gown and then knocked her over, which in turn knocked over the entire wedding party like bowling pins?
Yeah. Yeah. That happened, and it actually was Oh boy, it was actually the lead-off clip on the final episode of America's Funniest Home Videos.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
It's pretty cool, though.
Is it?
I mean, it's a cool thing to say that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that it got out there, to, you know, to the mm-hmm. the viewing public.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I have one more. Bunk, ding, 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 ding. Mother Mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist him, right?
Hey, imagine if everything we know about that and everything associated with it is Mother. So, like, the Broadway show is Mother Mia.
Mm-hmm.
The movies are Mother Mia.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, what was your name again?
Excuse me?
Your name was, what, Xander?
Xander, yes.
Yeah. And you're in D.C., you said.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Are you in, like, media? Do I know you? You're not Xander. What's that?
Sorry. I don't think you know me.
Well,
I
mean, no, but you know. Like, I know who you are. This is not, this isn't Xander Forsythe, is it? You're the guy over at Shout News, you know, the White House correspondent.
Guilty as charged.
So you're the Shout News Network White House correspondent.
I am. I'm flattered that you know me.
Oh my God. I watch you all the time on SNN.
Well, thanks, Tim. That really means a lot.
Well, it's actually Tom. I get that a fair amount. People think it's Todd or Tim. And you know, I kind of just have, I guess at this point, I've come to accept that, you know, someone's going to get it wrong, and it just, I can't let it bother me.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Wow, that's so adult and wise of you. That's really,
yeah,
that's really something else.
Well, I mean, you got to try to roll with it, you know?
Right, right, right. That makes sense. And I'll tell you, you sound a lot like Enrique Perez right now.
Who is Enrique Perez?
Are you serious?
Yeah, who is that?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you don't know about Enrique. Strap yourself in, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a few minutes to talk about this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, Enrique Perez covers the White House for Brazilian National Radio. And he came on about 4 months ago, and basically he replaced the previous Brazilian correspondent. And Trump is absolutely terrified of him.
He's absolutely terrified of why would he be terrified of this guy?
Well, let me just paint the picture here, okay? Enrique is 74, so that's a year older than Trump, all right?
Okay.
But this cat looks like he's 55 max.
Okay.
He's male model handsome. He's 6'3", and of course, you know, Trump says he's 6'2", which he isn't. So he's taller than Trump, naturally. Mm-hmm. Body of somebody half his age, super tan, wears these great suits, does yoga, CrossFit, all that stuff. He's like a cross between Robert Redford, Antonio Banderas, Sandinista era Paul Simonon, Jesus, and RoboCop.
Wow.
Nuts. It's nuts. And everyone's in love with him, sexually, non-sexually. It doesn't even matter. He just has it, and he's not even trying. And the great thing about him is that he's so wise and nurturing to all of us, too.
Okay.
Me, Pete Alexander, Jim Acosta, Kristen Welker, Ashley Parker, Maggie Haberman, we all go to Enrique when we have a problem. And he always has a very well-thought-out solution or a gentle word of advice or encouragement. It's like he's not just the perfect man. He's the perfect human.
Okay.
And
wow.
All of this drives Trump crazy because he's everything Trump wants to be, but will never be.
Mm-hmm.
He was orphaned at five, completely self-made. He's like a Mensa member.
Mm-hmm.
He's this former college professor, captain in the army, a fireman, a real estate mogul, a stage actor, and he succeeded at all of that stuff. And he got into reporting maybe like 5 years ago because he thought it would be fun.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even think I've ever even like seen this guy. I mean, when you do like the press things, like mm-hmm. does Trump ever like even call on him to ask a question? Because
he called. Well, it happened the first day. The first day Enrique was on the job.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes his predecessor's spot, which was in the second row, pretty much right in front of Trump, like front mm-hmm. and center.
Okay.
And so Trump comes out and he sees him and he's clearly shaken by how amazing this guy looked. And he kind of looks him up and down and he calls on him basically in an effort to size him up and, you know, in all probability to show him who was boss at these press meetings.
Sure.
And he even calls him young man. He goes, young man, how about you? And Enrique asked this really well-researched question about the deteriorating condition of the Amazon and how it's going to affect the world economy in a few years. And Trump's eyes just glaze over. And he, of course, has no idea what the question's about or how to even pretend to answer it. And so he does the thing he always does, which is like, well, you know, we'll see how it goes. And then he just goes immediately on to this, what he thinks is going to be an easy question from somebody else. And you know how we'll do those follow-up questions? We'll ask a question, he'll answer it, and we'll yell another one really quick.
Yep.
In hopes that he'll just immediately come to us again. So he'll either answer it or he'll move on. And so Enrique did that, and Trump clearly heard the follow-up question, but he pretended he didn't. And the question was, what happened to you when you were a child that turned you into this?
Wow.
And Trump absolutely heard the question. Mm-hmm. And you could see the fear in Trump's eyes. Like they say, the eyes don't lie, right?
Yeah.
And it instantly registered that Trump was thinking, this guy knows who and what I am. And it clearly freaked him out and totally unnerved him. So after that moment, Trump tried to remove Enrique from the press corps, but he was told it would be a really bad look.
Mm-hmm.
So Enrique gets moved to the back and to the left, like pretty far back there. But it's so weird. Trump can't keep from looking at Enrique. And the envy is just palpable. So whenever Trump tells one of his lies, it's like a magnet. He can't help but tell the lie and look immediately to Enrique for his reaction.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And we all have come to learn that whenever he tells a lie, his eyes just go immediately to Enrique.
Really?
It's so crazy.
That's
and
weird.
Enrique's reaction is just how Fletch's boss reacts when Fletch tells him about the police chief selling drugs at the beach. Remember that?
Kinda.
The editor just goes, unbelievable. Like there's no way this guy believes a word you've just said. And it's like how a mother reacts when her child lies. And there's also like more than a scoop of embarrassment in there too.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are all the gaffes and the ridiculous statements that Trump makes, you know, to make himself feel better and pump himself up like a big man.
Uh-huh.
And all those put downs.
Okay, like.
Like just, you know, making fun of whoever. Like,
oh,
whoever.
Yeah.
Sleepy Joe Biden, that kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
When he does that, Enrique either shakes his head and genuinely tears up in disappointment, or he has that expression you have when a puppy or like a small animal does something really stupid, like, oh my God, you poor thing. Oh,
yeah, like
no.
Can't jump up on a couch and like misses. And,
exactly. Oh
yeah.
My God, you poor little stupid thing, that sort of thing. So basically he's always just shaking his head in embarrassment for Trump, and he's always looking away from Trump so he doesn't see his eyes. And then Trump sees that reaction from Enrique, and it drives him even further insane. The one guy in the room that Trump wants to impress is so embarrassed by him, he can't even look at him. It's like God's disappointed in you or something.
Yeah, wow.
And it's one of the main reasons Trump seems so unhinged lately. Everyone thinks it's either like early dementia or Adderall abuse, but it's because Enrique rattles him so much.
Uh-huh.
It's so bizarre. And the really weird, fun stuff began one day as we were trying to keep up with Trump, you know, as he was kind of like walking around real fast behind the White House. And we're all kind of yelling questions at him.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of all that, Enrique puts his hand on Trump's shoulder, which is something you just don't do. It doesn't happen. A reporter just does not touch the president. And Trump is just jumping out of his skin at this point. But, you know, Enrique's physically imposing compared to Trump. And Enrique looks directly into Trump's soul and says, "I can't imagine the turmoil you must be in." And Trump goes, you know, Trump thinks Enrique is talking about, you know, one of the world crises or something, or Mueller or the Democrats. And he goes, "You had no idea." He called him muchacho, I swear. And then Enrique says, "I can't imagine, you know, the self-hatred, the chronic lying, the shame of your constant gaffes, the knowing deep down you have no business being in the Oval Office." And Trump is shocked at this point, so shocked he couldn't really do anything. He just keeps walking. And Enrique continues on, you know, looking in the mirror each day and seeing how unhealthy you've become inside and out.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that at best history will remember you as the man who wasted everybody's time, the constant realization that all reporters, all world leaders, even the dictators you think like you are embarrassed to be in the same room as you. And Trump is just, he's well past dark orange. He's red at this point. But Enrique just keeps going. The devastating realization that everyone you think is cool thinks you're uncool.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that all the decades of bad karma are slowly and finally coming back to devour you alive, like the slithery snake devours the mongoose. And Trump is just dying at this point. And as I said before, the eyes don't lie, right?
Yeah.
There was the slightest look of devastation in Trump's eyes. And for a split second, I thought he was going to break down and just fall in front of Enrique and beg for help.
Yeah.
But it passed as quickly as it came. And Trump pretended he didn't hear the question at all. But, like, there were 50 of us who heard it, and we were just 10 yards away.
Yeah.
But Enrique wasn't trying to belittle or humiliate Trump. He was being genuine. He really cared about him on a human level. So fast forward a few weeks, and by this point, everyone loves Enrique so much that this day Trump was doing one of his impromptu pressers before boarding Air Force One,
mm-hmm.
and this car on the tarmac backfires, and the Secret Service guys instinctively rushed to protect Enrique, not Trump.
That, you're kidding me.
No, I swear, I saw it with my eyes.
They ran over to protect Enrique from whatever the situation could be.
Exactly.
Over,
yes,
the president.
You can't imagine the expression on Trump's face. He tried to pretend like he didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So since that moment, Trump has been looking for Enrique's biggest weaknesses. But the problem is there aren't any. And he tries to humiliate and beat Enrique at all times. And you're never going to believe this, Tom, but Trump always loses.
Okay.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah, no. Real hard to – okay. What happened?
So Trump will, like, jokingly challenge all of us, the entire press corps, to a contest. But each time he does it, he only looks at Enrique. Uh-huh. So Enrique feels like he's got to take him up on it. You know, okay, I guess he means me. So,
sure. Like what do you mean contest?
Like, how many push-ups can you do in a minute? So they do it. Enrique does 54, which is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so he just drops and does them?
He does them, yeah. And you know how many Trump did?
How many?
Zero. He couldn't get on his knees.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, yeah. And then there was another time that someone gave Trump an art set, like paints and things, to occupy him on the plane. So Trump is the weirdest thing. He challenges Enrique to a painting contest.
Uh-huh.
So Enrique does this really, really good painting of a majestic lion on like a what do you call it, the Serengeti? You know, like the open desert?
Sure. Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was amazing. And
But Trump must Trump? Have done a, he must have done a nice thing. What did he do?
Well, Trump couldn't open his cans of paint, so he didn't paint
okay.
anything.
Okay, so he didn't even get to that point.
Well, he couldn't figure out how to open them. and then they did karaoke.
Okay.
And I will say Trump actually held his own in that. He really did.
What did he do? He can sing.
Pardon me?
What song did he do? Do you know?
He did You Shook Me All Night Long.
I could see that.
Right?
Yeah.
He sounds a lot like vintage Lou Gramm.
Really? The guy from Foreigner?
He really does. He really does. So he was good, but he was no Enrique.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Man.
Enrique, he brought the roof down with this really beautiful version of Just the Way You Are. You know that song?
The Billy Joel song?
Exactly, yeah, sure. Yeah. And Melania was really wild, and you could literally see steam coming out of Trump's ears.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It was just like Fred Flintstone or something.
Yeah, when he would get irked, and then like
yes.
steam would come out of his ears.
And he even made the steam whistle sound.
Uh-huh. Like... So it literally was like a living cartoon.
It was. He did it out of each ear. First it was left. And then it was the right. And then it was both.
That's... Oh, wow. I can picture that.
Right? Now, mm-hmm. Can you also picture this? Another reason Trump lost was because he kept dropping the mic because his hands are so small.
He couldn't hold the microphone.
No.
Well, that's a definite...
That's
going to work against you at karaoke.
Exactly. And then one day it was Andrea Mitchell's birthday.
Okay.
And so they were both going to toast her. And Enrique does this beautiful toast in Portuguese. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know where he got this thing. He pulled out a rose and he gave it to her.
Uh-huh.
It was really great.
Oh, that's charming.
And then Trump did one.
Okay. What did he do?
Yeah, he did a toast that none of us were totally sure was in a known human dialect. And a big chunk of KFC flew out of his mouth and onto this really nice brooch that Obama gave her.
Mm-hmm.
It was flagrantly sick.
Yeah,
and
that's...
It's just... It, right?
That's gross.
You can picture it. But I'll tell you, the two of them are like a real-life Goofus and Gallant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Highlights Magazine.
Exactly. But that's the thing. It's like Enrique is so eloquent, insightful, and funny. And I don't know if you know this, but he's the main reason Trump won't do the correspondence dinner.
Really?
Yeah. He thinks Enrique is a sorcerer who can see into his very being, and he's afraid Enrique is going to tell the world what he sees in Trump's dark black soul.
So that's really what he thinks is going to happen if he shows up at one of those correspondent dinners.
It is. Yeah, it's so weird.
That is.
Hey, I'm sorry to bend you. I got a roll.
No, that's cool. That's cool. It's good to hear. It's very interesting, the stuff you're saying. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's I don't know. It's a crazy world down here.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what is, where are you?
Excuse me?
I hear something. What's going on over there?
Oh, I've got band practice in a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you have band practice?
Yeah.
You're a member of the White House press corps, the White House press pool or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also in a band?
Oh, yeah. bunch of reporters and me, correspondents, news people. We've got this band. I play drums. Wolf Blitzer plays bass. Joe Scarborough and Katie Turr play guitar. Don Lemon and Leslie Stahl play keyboards. Enrique's our singer. And Philip Rucker, he's kind of our hype man, almost like Bez in the Happy Mondays.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a crazy band. I didn't know about that.
Well, you know, it's cool. We're called Enrique and the Chirons.
Uh huh.
Yeah, we practice there every Tuesday night. It's just for fun, though, you know. But I will say, I think we're really good, you know, and we sound just like the records, in my humble opinion.
Really?
Yeah, we do all kinds of stuff: Beatles, CCR, show tunes.
Okay.
And every week we'll assign ourselves a new song to learn for practice. And mm-hmm. Tonight's song is Walk This Way.
That's the song you agree, everybody agreed that that's what you're going to do.
Yes, yeah, and I think I have the drum thing down pretty good.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Not bad, right?
No, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been playing for years, but now I'm finally getting my chops back. It's really fun
to kind of get back behind the kit and
work it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh no.
What? What's wrong, Xander?
You know who is here.
Who?
Well, Mr. President.
Oh, okay.
He's known we're a band for months. And he's been hinting around about wanting to sit in at practice with us.
Uh-huh.
But nobody wants to be around him because we're around him all day.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's killing us. He's just too much. Mm-hmm. And he just got out of the tanning booth.
Okay.
And he's wearing the worst dad jeans ever. Oh my God. Yellow Crocs, a Three Doors Down t-shirt that's too small with the sleeves cut off. Cut off, yeah. You could totally see his belly.
Oof.
Camo MAGA hat. And to top it all off, a giant red necktie.
Over a Three Doors Down t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President? Where is Enrique? He's been deported! Yes, Mr. President, we know it. Sure. Sure, okay. Everybody, you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow, was that them? That actually sounds... Wait, are you there, Xander? Xander. Oh, there goes the line. I gotta say, that band, that sounds better. Mike, that sounded pretty good, right? Yeah. And the singer, though, that he does sound like Lou Gramm. I gotta give him credit. He's a much better singer than I thought he would be. Not too shabby, huh?